It has been a long day. Not gonna make that light. My throat hurts from talking. That's after 6 weeks of not doing a ton of talking. Coming right back into this is fucking brutal, man. Fuck. Okay, where am I? Right. Right.
Straight up, I'm a fool. I'm a fool. I'm a fool.
This song is way too good to be on this playlist. Now we're talking. This is the type of bullshit this playlist was built off of. this is Ben.
Soaking with it, she's leaking, soaking. between. Get on the stage, shake that ass, man. Get on the pole, do a back bend. I like that. Do it again. Here's another 10, bitch. Do it again. Put it like a thing that you're playing to win.
That's just, it's just hit music right there. You know, what are you gonna do?
I'm dreaming the phone lines that were on hold. You couldn't connect to your instincts tonight. I'm dreaming the phone lines that we're on hold. You couldn't connect to your instincts tonight.
Ginger virus, man, you niggas use invisible ink, you just pretend you're writers.
my favorite. Good. Good. Sure. Sure. Why not?
Pride and Prejudice, or First Impressions, by Jane Austen. Chapter 1. It is a truth universally acknowledged that a single man in possession of a large fortune must be in want of a wife. However little known the feelings or views of such a man may be on his first entering a neighborhood, this truth is so well fixed in the minds of the surrounding families that he is considered the rightful property of someone or other of their daughters. "My dear Mr. Bennet," his lady said to him one day, "have you heard that Netherfield Park is let at last?" Mr. Bennet replied that he had not. "But it is, for Mrs. Long has just been here, and she told me all about it." Mr. Bennet made no answer. "Do you not want to know who is taking it?" cried his wife impatiently. you want to tell me, and I have no objection to hearing it.
This was invitation enough.
Why, my dear, you must know. Mrs. Long says that Netherfield is taken by a young man of large fortune from the north of England. That he came down on Monday in a chaise and four to see the place and was so much delighted with it that he agreed with Mr. Morris immediately that he is to take possession before Michaelmas, and some of his servants are to be in the house by the end of next week.
What is his name?
Bingley. Is he married or single?
Oh, single, my dear, to be sure. A single man of large fortune. 4 or 5,000 a year. What a fine thing for our girls.
How so? How can it affect them?
My dear Mr. Bennet, replied his wife, how can you be so tiresome? You must know that I am thinking of his marrying one of them.
Isn't that his design in settling here?
Design? Nonsense! How can you talk so? But it is very likely that he may fall in love with one of them, and therefore you must invite him to visit as soon as he comes.
I see no occasion for that. You and the girls may go, or you may send them by themselves, which perhaps will be still better, for you are as handsome as any of them. Mr. Bingley may like you the best of the party.
Oh,
oh my dear, you flatter me. I certainly have had my share of beauty, but I do not pretend to be anything extraordinary now.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Mrs. Cocaine speaking.
In such cases, a woman has not often much beauty.
Oh!
But, my dear, you must go and see Mr. Bingley when he comes into the neighborhood. It is more than I engage for, I assure you.
But consider your daughters. Only think what an establishment of beauty.
Sir William and Lady Lucas are determined to go, merely on that account. For in general, you know, they visit no newcomers.
in the morning, strange things happen. And this is another one of those strange things, folks.
Stationary and only use your forearms to do the motion. Choose a shorter wide grip on the barbell. Remember to breathe in as you lower the weight and to breathe out when the bar reaches all the way to the chin. We will do 12 repetitions. Okay? Ready? Start on the down position at your thighs. Up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, and keep your elbows at the waist. Up, down, up, down. 9, down, 10, down. And give me 2 more. Down, up, down. Very good. Now remember, this is one of my favorite exercises that made me blast my biceps up to 22 inches.
Yeah, blast those biceps, motherfucker.
Next exercise is for the calves. Put a phone book or a block of wood up to the wall of your room so that it will remain stationary. Hold a dumbbell in one hand and stand with the front part of your feet in a book. Remember to lower your heels all the way to the floor as you breathe in and raise them as high as you can as you breathe out. Beginners should do about 12 repetitions, intermediate 24, and advanced 36. Ready? From the down position, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down. Up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down. 10, and concentrate on your calves. 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, and make your calves burn. 20, 1, 2, 3, keep moving. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30, 33, 34, 35, and the last one, 36. Very good. Now you're ready for the next exercise.
Now I'm ready for the next exercise.
I hear the drums echoing tonight.
But she hears only whispers of some quiet conversation.
She's coming in 12:30 flight. The moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me toward salvation. No capes.
I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some long-forgotten Krabby Patty formula.
Yes!
They turned to me as if to say, "Hurry, boy, it's waiting there for you!"
Gonna take a lot to take me away from you.
There's nothing that 100 men or more could ever do.
I bless the rains down in Africa.
But it takes some time to go the things we say.
The wild dogs cry out in the night.
They grow restless, longing for solitary company.
I know that I must. Now I try to shore his Kilimanjaro. Rises like an invisible Serengeti.
I seek to cure what's deep inside.
Frightened of this thing that I've become.
Hey, don't I get a verse? Gonna take a lot to drag me away from you.
There's nothing that 100 men or more could ever do. I bless the rains down in Africa.
I bless the rains down.
I'm sure.
flow on this song sounds a lot like Riff Raff. She's just a chameleon, you know? So many styles. So many styles.
Today on social media strategy.
Great.
Everywhere we turn, we hear that social media has become an important force in business marketing. Money goes where people go, and people are going to social media sites. Having an account in a social media platform, Facebook, LinkedIn, or Twitter, for example,
Facebook, LinkedIn, or Twitter,
is not the same as having a social media strategy. And having a strategy is essential. There are some common elements between different organizations when you're talking about the social media platforms, but there are some very big differences, and those differences can often be found in the strategic alignment of everything that you have put into your social media practice.
Got it.
The key, really, with understanding having a strategy is that an account is not a strategy. Think about how you're going to use this tool, but most importantly, why you're going to use this tool.
The process of developing an effective social media strategy begins with setting your goals. At the end of the day, when social media marketing is working for you, what do you want to see happening? There can be many different answers to this question. Whether you sell a product or a service, whether you're using social media for top of mind awareness, if you're trying to create a buzz about a new product that's just been launched to the market, each of these scenarios has a different goal. Sometimes you simply want people to know that you exist. Other times you'd like to guide people to a landing page where they're prompted to click on a buy now button. Maybe you want them to purchase your products or services. Other times you'd like them to come into a blog, perhaps leave a comment.
Yep.
Or more importantly, share some information with their friends.
When we begin to look at what the final goal is,
we can then identify which of the social media sites will be most effective and how we can package our material so that it's easy for people to pass it along. The key with social media marketing is that you need to put your message in front of people who can then share it with the people that they know. So the most important thing in the delivery of the material is that you package it together well so that it's logical, it makes sense, it's interesting, and that people have an easy way of paying it forward, sharing it with their friends, their contacts, their connections, and then you'll begin to see the power of harnessing social media in your marketing efforts.
In this process of goal setting, once you've created the basic goal of what you expect to get from using social media, take some time and invest in your education. Social media is a bit different than traditional marketing in that traditional marketing, you put money into a campaign that worked or didn't work for a period of time, and then you had to reinvest time and money again to create additional marketing campaigns. With social media, you build on what you've already done. So if you invest in yourself, spend a little time and effort, and maybe even some money on education, whether doing it online or in person, get involved and understand the tool, because you build the tool and it always grows upon itself. What you did yesterday, you can use tomorrow. Again, a big shift from traditional marketing where a campaign went out one time and then you basically started over and created a new campaign or put new funds into it. This is something that you will build on from what you've done in the past, you'll be able to use in the future.
Ideally, you're listening to this CD so that you can get some ideas to put into place for your social media strategy.
Love the CD.
Why would you listen to Alan and I as we bring you some information about strategies? Let me tell you just a little piece of our story. Al Curtis and I are co-founders of the Insights Group. It's an amazing collaborative learning organization founded in 2008 in Brighton, Michigan.
Marketing
or advertising budget, we have used organic marketing strategies and social media to grow the Insights Group. Creating the roadmap as we went, we were learning and growing, changing and adding different elements to the strategies as new things became available. As we were developing the Insights Group, social media sites began to see an increase in their popularity. It all happened simultaneously, so the strategies that we teach here at the Insights Group are from us having experienced it firsthand. Hopefully, you can gain some insights based on our experiences, and we can share with you what we've seen other people doing. You don't have to take our word for it. You can ask anybody who's involved in social media marketing what their results have been. We'll tell you a few stories that we've seen specifically out of the Insights Group where people have just begun to get their feet wet using social media marketing and experienced amazing success in the form of national recognition. It's come in the form of large contracts. And more importantly, it's in the fact that they can look at their businesses and they know what their revenues were before using social media, and they can compare that with what's happened afterwards. I can tell you firsthand that social media has been the driving factor in the growth of the Insights Group. And hopefully you'll find social media has a place in your marketing mix.
Whatever your marketing efforts have been up to this point, we are in no way saying stop doing that and start only using social media. Social media is a piece of the marketing mix. What you will find if you take the time to build your social media platforms in such a way that they work effectively, you won't have to spend as much time or money using more traditional methods. So we are in no way saying stop doing what you're currently doing. We're just saying lean into this process and add this to the mix. The most common excuse we get when we sit down with a client with regards to creating a strategy is, I don't have the time. But the reality is we all have to make the time. And if you commit to putting some time into this, growing it
slowly. Gotta make time for Twitter.
Your social media strategy doesn't have to grow overnight. You can create this over time, create a presence over time. That will always work for you if you take the time on the front side to do it right. Put an ad in the newspaper, it's a one-time shot. May create business, yes, but it doesn't repeat itself until you repeat that process. So put some thought into how much time you're willing to invest and realize this is a long-term investment. This is something that will pay you over and over again.
So what is the difference between having an account on a social media site and having a strategy? Anybody can open an account on Facebook, on LinkedIn, or on Twitter. Those are the three primary social media sites and where we recommend any business owner, any entrepreneur, or any individual looking to create a social media presence for themselves would start. If you don't have a strategy in mind, it's very easy to go to each of the sites and put some information in without really knowing why you're doing it. There are essential elements to each of the social media sites. There's certain things that you should say in one platform that you should not say in another. There's no hard and fast rule about how to interact with each of these sites, but when you think the process through, when you understand the psychology of each of the sites, who the users are that are going to be going to each of those sites, and how you can best put your information into place there, you'll begin to see that there is a bit of strategy that comes with this. Here at the Insights Group, we always teach that a blog is the central foundation for any social media strategy. This pertains to, again, if you have your own business, if you are a company that has many people out in the sales force,
blog, y'all.
And many people in the office working with you. It also applies if you don't have a business, if you're a college student, a high school student, if you're looking to use social media and be able to leverage it at some point in the future. All of these are a great case in point to have a blog as the foundational building block for your strategy. As Al mentioned before, it's critical that you invest in your education so that you understand what is going on in each of these sites and how each of the sites has a different requirement for how you package together your information. You can learn all this on your own, but remember that everybody can benefit from the use of a coach. Professional basketball players have a coach. Successful business people have a coach. Often we have more objective advice that can come in from people outside of our industry. So make sure that as you're gathering the information to put your social media strategies in place, that you find people that have been doing something that you would like to learn from them because they've experienced a certain level of success, people that are using the tool and using it effectively, and go to your customers, go to your clients, find out what are they doing.
What are you guys doing? I don't even know. Okay, I'm home. I'm gonna go. Take some Advil or something for my headache, and that'll be good. Everyone have a outstanding Thursday. We'll do this again in the morning. Oh boy.